A Scottish Uber driver claims to be the best Uber driver in the world. When you get into his car, he has phone chargers, water, chewing gum, tampons, and he'll sing you any song you want on demand.
I mean, that's pretty pleasant. I like that. As long as he's not over the top with demanding that I demand some sort of song from him, right? Maybe I just want silence this time.
There are a lot of great things about Uber, but let's count them down. The five worst things. Jackie.
Obnoxious music, especially after you've been partying and you have a headache.
You know, after I've been out, I don't mind it so much. But when it's like early morning and the radio is loud, yeah, I mind that.
Every Uber driver I've ever been in a car with either asks me if I have a preference for music, and then I'll immediately say our station, or it's just off.
Off could be best, depending on the choice. Top five reasons Uber's terrible. Harry, number four.
It's got to be the air fresheners for me. They always smell way too intense, and I'm also like, what are you covering up? What did this smell like if this is the solution?
Getting into people's cars in general and getting that first smell when they have a smell is tough. And I always wonder what my car smells like.
I mean, listen, if it's enough to make your eyes water, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always amazed at what people find to be pleasant. It's like when you cross somebody that's wearing way too much cologne. It's obvious to everybody else on the planet that you are wearing far too much cologne. But yet here you are every day doing it. I don't understand.
Worst thing about an Uber, number three, Leslie.
Having the driver ask you very personal, invasive questions.
What are they asking you?
Well, I can think of one thing. Like, you're tall. Did you play basketball when you were younger? Not that that's super personal. It's just annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're taller and somebody's asking you the same question over and over and over again.
I have found when I've been in long rides with Uber drivers, I have learned immensely more about them than they've learned about me. There's this one woman in Dallas. If I could find her, I was just wondering how she's doing. Do you know she's a single mom? She was fostering six kids along with two of her other children.
Wow.
She was doing Uber to supplement. I mean, I learned all about her in this 45-minute drive.
Sure.
And I remember like getting out and being like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that is cool. And yes, if you're paying attention, you can learn quite a bit. And I hope that she made plenty. On the other hand, I remember from certain instances where somebody will tell you, I got five kids, man. I got two kids. They got no kids. They just know they're making more money when they tell you they got eight kids in the house. But you know what? I'm sure she was a wonderful woman and a saint of a woman. And Lord knows we need more of her. So that's great.
You know what's a terrible thing for me to say? And it's true.
Yeah.
I don't mind when the women Uber drivers talk to me. I don't like when the guys do.
No, that's fine.
You know?
You're more comfortable with it.
Yeah,
you can
true.
Relate more. That's totally fine. I don't think that there's a problem saying that.
All right. Number two, worst thing about an Uber, Joel.
Hey, I hate when they think they've got a God sense of direction and don't have to use the GPS.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's worse. If I get in a car that's a rideshare and they don't have the GPS on, because I have it on my phone automatically. Like, I'm making sure you're not taking me somewhere to kill me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of what I'm doing in my craziness in my head. But if they take a turn that's not the turn I expected, oh, I dislike that.
Or the opposite. If I'm in a new city and they're like, which way should I go?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I want to trust that you know the shortcut, being a driver that's driving every day. But on the other hand, again, coming back to that, are you taking me somewhere so that you can abduct me thing? Yeah.
No. And the number one worst thing about Ubers?
Yeah, when they keep canceling your ride order.
Oh.
I've been on the phone for like 20 minutes trying to get a ride.
Yeah.
And you see the car and it pops up on your screen and then it disappears.
And it confirms. And then the next thing you know, they're not coming.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that happens a lot lately.
What did I do wrong?